So we're just going to relax and breathe slowly and deeply into our heart space. Ah. Breathing slowly and deeply sends a powerful message to our bodies that we're safe and that this is a wonderful time and place to just relax and get comfortable and see if there's some way you could move, squiggle around or stretch or wiggle something that would make you even a little more comfortable to just relax into this sweet space of knowing that all is truly well. Abraham always reminds us that everything always works out for us. So we can just relax and allow this time to be pleasant. If it feels good, you can close your eyes. And I have no agenda about what you do here. So if you want to go to sleep or space out or go on a journey that you decide to take, that's great. Just find a way to relax and be peaceful during this time. And I'm going to start out with a quote or two or three from the Abraham Now workshop on the 5th of September, 2023. They said, don't count on the world to bring your happy. Make happy out of this. Esther, make happy out of this. Make happy out of every moment. You find a way to calibrate yourself into happiness. You gotta do it. The world's not gonna line up and be happy for you. You gotta decide you want happy, and you gotta look for it enough that you find it enough, that you have an active vibration about it enough, that it becomes dominant enough. Don't ask the world to be what you need it to be. You find a vibration that matches what helps you match to who you are. That's how you find clarity and your love. Friends, you gotta find your love before you can find your lover. You can't find your lover from fear or from loneliness. You find your lover from love. And at another time during the workshop, they said, every relationship question that you sent to us, the answer is, you got to find your relationship with your own inner being because you want a relationship with someone who has a relationship with their inner being because that's the only happy ever after that there is. If you've got someone leaning on you who's needing you to be there for them, to resonate with them, to cry with them, to sympathize with them, to empathize with them, they're going to drag you into a place you don't want to be over and over again. And then you're going to run screaming into the woods or the other way around. There's no way into a happy relationship other than through first the relationship with your inner being. And then happily ever after, happily segment by segment is possible. It is possible. It is possible. I liked that. It's possible, but first we must find a relationship with our inner being. So let's think for a moment about what a relationship with our inner being entails. Abraham's been talking about the analogy about you have a bag of marbles and your inner being has a bag of marbles. And your bag of marbles is always a reflection of every thought you have. Your inner being's bag of marbles, unlike yours, always feels good. And until you have a bag of marbles that contains a lot more thoughts that feel good, then you're not going to have that relationship with your inner being that you're really looking for. So let's breathe and relax. And think about putting some lovely thoughts into our bag of marbles. And another piece of the workshop on the 5th of September that I just loved was an answer to a question about a woman who was being self-critical for spending a lot of time in online gaming. She was fascinated by a fantasy game of some sort that she was playing, and she spent a lot of time there. And Abraham said, anything that makes you feel bright and shiny is of value to you. You see, you're giving us an opportunity to make this very powerful statement. Rather than looking for right or wrong or right action or wrong action, telling yourself, I should continue this gaming enterprise or I should discontinue. Instead of thinking about there being a right and wrong and trying to find the right, instead understand that the path of least resistance always moves you closer to what your inner being is focused on, which is always beneficial to you, and everyone who is part of your point of attraction benefits when you are in alignment with your inner being. So let the right and wrong stuff go for a while and start feeling your way to what feels good. Because what feels good is what's right for you right now. So here we have a number of powerful recommendations that our most important relationship is our relationship with our inner being, and that we are a match to our inner being's bag of marbles when we drop in thoughts that feel good. We are also a match to great relationships when we are in alignment with our inner being. We attract someone who is in alignment as well, and we can play and laugh and enjoy life together. And anything that is bright and shiny is of value to us. So we're looking for things in life that feel bright and shiny. Bright and shiny. A friend of mine was talking about setting up a vision and a mission statement this morning. And I was thinking about Abraham saying, life is supposed to be fun. And life is fun. And if we choose the fun in life, if we choose the bright and shiny, we find that good feeling thought that matches up with our inner being. And Abraham in this workshop too was talking about avalanches of things that are ever flowing to us. And that if we just get into alignment with our inner being, the avalanches that flow to us are avalanches of positive things. Money and love and happiness and joy and peace and grace and power. Those are the avalanches we're looking for. So that's our motivation for finding thoughts that feel better. To have a life that truly works. To have a life where we're able to receive the endless flow of well-being that is ever on its way to us. That's the life we want. That's the life where the solutions come, just as we identify the contrast and the problem. It's a life where the answers come just when we begin to ask the question. Because when we're in alignment, all of those things can flow. And that's the point. How can we feel good? Where can we find thoughts that feel better? Well, Abraham teaches us that the emotional guidance system is a fabulous way to find thoughts that feel better. And that if we're in the place where we're in powerlessness or despair, anger is a big step up. But if we're in a place where we're just feeling irritated, anger is a big step down. So we want to move up the scale as far as we can and spend as much of our life as we can in the place above boredom, which turns to contentment, to the upper half of the scale. So one way to find thoughts that feel better is to focus on contentment. And the one way I love to do that is to look for things in my life to be grateful for and to appreciate. And so if I look at life, I see so many things to appreciate. In this moment, I see sun coming in through the window in my kitchen and a piece of art on the wall that has a picture of a beach chair that says, "Live life joyfully." It's easy for me to look at that and think of all of the different ways that I live life joyfully and how grateful I am for all of those things. So we can give thanks for the things that allow us to live joyfully. We can give thanks for the wonderful friends and family members that we have who make us smile, for the children who make us laugh and delight in teaching us to be childlike and happy. We can be joyful and grateful for having a home on a hot day that has air conditioning, on a cold day that has heat, that has a comfortable bed to sleep in. And we can be grateful for the benefit of a deep, restful night's sleep. We can be grateful for sweet dreams. And we can be grateful for awakening in the morning, feeling vital and alive. We can be grateful for each new day that we get to see. And it allows us to anchor ourselves more stably on that upper half of the emotional scale, where we are opening to receive all of the good that our inner being has already lined up for us in the vortex. So we allow ourselves to breathe deeply and feel the contentment of having a good life. A good life. There are so many things in our lives that we have that are astonishingly good compared to many people on the planet. And we can live in appreciation for all of those things that we have, the mobility that we have, the opportunity to have transportation to go where we want to go, to have delicious food available at abundant grocery stores and walk in and see 25 different kinds of fruit that we can buy, and to delight in all of those beautiful products and nutritious things that are available to us, and the yummy things that are there in the bakery, and the ice cream. It's easy for me to be grateful for ice cream. So think of the things that you like in your life and how happy you are that you have access to those things. Internet and email and texts from people that you enjoy, and YouTube and clips from movies and things that make you smile, videos of puppies and kittens. It's so good to find things that feel bright and shiny. And as Abraham said this past week, anything that makes us feel bright and shiny is of value to us. So moving up the emotional scale, we have hope. And hope is looking forward to good things happening. And I like hope as the wouldn't it be nice if game. Wouldn't it be nice if I found more bright and shiny things to focus on? Wouldn't it be nice if I recognized all of the bright and shiny things that are already here? Wouldn't it be nice if I had even more wonderful opportunities to do fun things with people that I enjoy? Wouldn't it be nice if I felt so enthusiastic about the things on my to-do list today that it just was easy to look forward to checking those things off and feeling how happy that I can be while I do them, as well as how good they feel when they're complete? We can find satisfaction in so many different ways. And above hope on the emotional scale is optimism. And when we're feeling hopeful, it's easy to be optimistic, to look forward to more good coming. Because when we see all the good that's already here, we say, oh, I'm already in the flow. I can stay connected to my inner being and keep flowing in that sweet space. I can feel good about my life, and I look forward to feeling better and better as I come more and more into alignment, and I recognize sooner when I have a slightly negative thought that I am diverging from what my inner being is thinking about this. And I could say to myself, I wonder what my inner being's thinking about this. And we know that our inner being is always thinking that we are adorable and that we are lovable and that our lives are blessed and that they're ever lining up beautiful opportunities, opening doors, wonderful cooperative components to give us even more of what we want. So we have this opportunity to notice and know that everything is flowing for us. And as we flow more and more and we gain momentum going up the scale, it starts to feel passionate. We can be passionate about our lives. We can be passionate about staying connected with our inner beings. We can be passionate about people and opportunities and fun things to do. And we can be passionate about feeling good. And remembering that anything makes us feel bright and shiny is of value. So we can wander through our days picking out the bright and shiny things and savoring them and milking them and enjoying them and making up games around and for them. It is so good, to feel love, to feel appreciation, and now we're on number one on the emotional scale. Joy and love and appreciation and knowing. And if we begin to really get it, that our inner being is always on our side, our inner being is always loving us, I can know that I am dearly, deeply loved, that my life is working in powerful and wonderful ways. And as I rest in that knowing and I feel the joy of being alive, I am able to stay in that aligned space where the marbles in my bag match the marbles in my inner being's bag. And we are aligned and merged and life feels blissful because our inner being's feeling is bliss and joy and happiness. And if we are there, we are in alignment. So it means making new choices to make our lives better in dozens and hundreds and millions of ways. And it's absolutely worth it. So we just take a little moment to once again just wriggle around and stretch a little bit and recognize that our time of meditation has come to an end, but we still have the opportunity to feel good as we look at our friends on the Zoom screen, as we imagine life unfolding perfectly. Life is good, and I am grateful, and so it is.